Amen. Well, welcome this morning. What I wanted to share was when we were in the back praying this morning, we had a word from the Lord, and this was the word of God, that he would speak through Evelyn today, and it would be the word of life. And just like the beginning when God spoke the word, the Holy Spirit hovered over his, it was his word, okay? Because the word of God is the seed. Okay? And the Holy Spirit hovered over the word episkiazo, which means he brought it forth. He birthed it. All right? And what the Lord said was that y'all were going to get pregnant today. Okay? Now, you I want to get pregnant.
Yeah, all you right? want to get this kind of pregnant.
Yeah, you want to get this kind of pregnant.
Amen. Pregnant with the things right? of God.
So simply this. Get ready to conceive whatever you need today.
Amen.
And then decree and declare. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Start declaring you're pregnant. And that don't mean you have to tell your coworkers you're pregnant, you know. But in your, even in your private time, be speaking out the word and begin to declare that you are pregnant with whether it's healing, overflow of your finances, deliverance, whatever it is that you are needing. And some of you are carrying twins. Some of you are carrying triplets. Some, what is that? Quadruplets?
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what five is. What do you call that?
Quintets.
Quintets? Okay, sextuplets. You know, yeah. Some might be like a dog or puppy having a whole litter. But get pregnant. Amen?
Amen.
Because I got more than one thing, so I might have a litter. But I'm going to get pregnant
Amen.
With the word of God. And I'm going to declare in the name of Jesus that I will bring forth that for Amen. What I prayed for.
Amen.
Because when I prayed, I believed I received. And as Amen. That word, he said he'd Amen. Speak it forth.
Hallelujah.
And it's the word of the living God Amen. That's going to come out of her mouth, which it always is. But receive and conceive today what you've been believing God for. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa. Glory to God. I remember years ago, I read this book, and he talked about being pregnant with things. And so I called Roy up at work, and I said, "Oh, I'm pregnant." He said, "What?" And I said, "Well, I'm pregnant with some things for God." And he said, "You're not pregnant with nothing." I scared him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We learned some things since then. Hallelujah. Some of you men got very frightened when she said you're going to get pregnant. Hallelujah. But this is the kind of pregnancy you want when the seed of the word of God is sown into the womb of your heart and you allow that to bring forth and life is created. And see, when you're pregnant with a baby, I may be like a week along. That baby's just as alive as it will be in 9 months. You just can't see it. So I got some things in me that are alive, and you can't see it yet, but bless God, it's coming. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about have faith in God. I call this faith for miracles. Once you get born again, you get the measure of faith. You understand? I'm going to read this to you out of Romans 12:3 out of the New Living. It says, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you're better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith that God has given you. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. The King James says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Another one of the translations says the measure of God's faith. So you got, see, don't ever let anybody tell you you don't have faith. You have faith. You have a measure of God's faith, but it's like a muscle. And the more I use that, the you know, more powerful it is. The more I use my faith muscle, the bigger it gets and the stronger it gets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there's also a scripture in the Bible that says that all men have not faith. The faith he's talking about is natural faith. You know, not every man has natural faith. When you sit on that chair, you expected it to hold it. You had faith in that chair. Some people get on a ride at an amusement park. They got faith. It's natural faith, but they believe they're going to get off that thing. Hallelujah. But, you know, some people don't have the you know, they have the natural faith, but they don't push for that God kind of faith. Natural faith is based on your physical senses. It's based on your seeing something and being convicted, you know, because of your senses. And you know what? You're convinced that the thing is so. I mean, you didn't check that chair out when you come in and really, you know, shook it and made sure. When you get on an airplane, you don't go up and question the pilot, how many years have you done this? And how much experience have you had? You know, you just get on the plane and believe God is going to keep you. So we have this natural faith. But listen, I use my spiritual faith and I get on an airplane. I'm going to tell you something. I take that thing hostage for the kingdom of God. I tell it, you're in the service of a king today. You're carrying me. Hallelujah. And I say, hey, I put the blood from the top to the bottom, side to side, front to back, and all the running parts. I cover it and claim it and put the blood on the workers, the mechanics, the towers. I mean, I just cover it good. But I have natural faith that I believe I can ride on that airplane. Hallelujah. See, the faith that we're talking about today is faith that comes from the Word of God. And for the most part, it does not agree with your senses. You understand that? Sense knowledge makes no faith. See, you can reason out things, but that makes no faith. And faith knowledge makes no sense. You understand that? Yeah. Hallelujah. See, your faith knowledge makes no sense to the world. You know, the world says grab and hold on. God says give and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? You guys are the best givers in church. I believe that. You just give and give. And you put your faith in that. And how many of you are prospering and you know you're prospering because of the Lord? Yeah, amen. And the rest of you, just put your faith in there. You will. Hallelujah. So you can reason out things, but that makes no faith. Reason makes no faith. But faith knowledge makes no sin. Or sense. I'm sorry. It makes no sense. You know, I can't reason out faith. Because there have been times when God has told me to do things that just sounded absolutely foolish. Now, I'm not talking about getting out there and la-la land. Ooh, doo, 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 you know, we don't need any of that. But bless God, you know what? When there are some times when God will say, do something. He told Isaiah to walk naked in the desert for 3 years. Now, don't go pulling your clothes off. God didn't tell you that. Hallelujah. But you know what? There are some things that God will tell you. I remember the Lord telling me to do something one night at a prayer meeting. It was years ago. It's probably been 20 years ago. And that guy come up to me and he said, Evelyn, do you remember doing that? I thought, yes. I'd never forget it because I just thought, oh, man, that may be the dumbest thing I ever did. And he said, Evelyn, that changed my life. He said, when you did that, it just set me free. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. So faith is different, see? Hallelujah. We need to use our faith. Know that God has given you the faith, and don't go around saying, I don't have faith. Or, you know, you just don't use it maybe, but let's pick it up and use it. See, Hebrews 11:1, the Amplified says, now faith is. Now, it'll be on the screen, I think. Now, faith, if I got it to him in time, sometimes I don't get it to him real quick. Now, faith is, not was, not will be, not someday, now, right now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things see, you say we have no proof. Yes, I do. My faith is the proof. Being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. My senses can't see it. Hallelujah. But bless God, my faith can. Hallelujah. My senses can't see my checkbook full. But bless God, my faith can. That's the reason anytime anybody ever says that, says, that's me. That's me. Glory to God. That's me. Hallelujah. Praise God. For you to operate in faith, you have to leave your senses. Get out of your mind. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about doing do-do-do-do, you know, being crazy. Pastor Bev talked about that this morning, that craziness, that's a demon. You need to kick it out. We got too many goofy Gusses around. You know, we don't want to be goofy. We want to be founded on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. But you know what? You have to leave your senses, and that's where the average person stops. If they can't see it, they don't believe it. Well, you have to believe something you have no natural proof of. You have to believe it to the point where you'll give all because you believe that. No matter who thinks you're crazy, no matter what doctor tells you that you're dying, no matter what test shows that you have this or that, Hallelujah. You know what? No matter what, bless God, you know what the word says and you'll not back up from it. Hallelujah. We got people sitting in here this morning who have proved that out and seen it to be true when the doctor said one thing and it turned out to be something else. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I remember when Larry over here cut the end of his finger off and he called me on the phone. This has been years ago. Called me and said, would you meet me out at the church? I need you to pray. I mean, they didn't want to sew it on back on, but he made them. And so, I mean, it looked like the nail was just all messed up. And I mean, his finger, it looked terrible. And he and I prayed, and today he's got full use in the nail on that finger. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, you lay hold of that faith, and it don't matter if you've been saved 40 years or just 6 months. You got that. Hallelujah. But misplaced faith is having faith in something else other than God. See, now don't get me wrong. It's okay to go to a doctor, but it's not okay to put your faith in that doctor. It's okay to take some medication, but don't put your faith in that medication. Hallelujah. See, faith demands that God be your only source. God is invisible, and he's also a jealous God, and he'll not share his glory. So people will say to me, well, you know, I just hope that test turns out okay. Well, I hope it does too. But if it don't turn out okay, that don't move my faith. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know what the Word of God said. Machines make mistakes. Doctors are practicing, you know. Hallelujah. I know one that never lost a case. He's never lost a patient. Hallelujah. Bless God. Even when the person expires here and goes on to be with heaven, he didn't lose them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God is the spirit. But I want to show you something else. Fear is also a spirit. That's why you can't deal with fear naturally. It takes the power of God. I remember when I was a little girl down south, you know, they had this old road out by the cemetery. And we always call it a graveyard, but you call it a cemetery. So anyway, there was an old drunk one night, was going home, and he probably had whatever it is they have. Anyway, he was staggering home, and he thought he saw this dog with a man's head, and it licked him. And he said it left a place on his hand. And do you know that people wouldn't go down that road at night because they thought they was going to see this dog with a man's head? And they were afraid to lick them. Now, I'm talking about spirit-filled Christians who love God and know the Bible, but they wouldn't walk down that street. Come on, people. And yet I tell them, you can believe God to get you healed. You can believe God past what you can see, and they don't believe that. Hallelujah. See, Bible-believing people get all messed up if you don't take the Bible and believe it. Hallelujah. See, I'm talking about sane, Bible-believing people. I said spirit-filled, but I'm sorry. I didn't know any spirit-filled people back then, so they weren't spirit-filled. But I knew people who claimed to believe the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, it's amazing how people will believe ignorant stuff, but when I tell them that God will do miracles, they don't believe that. Hallelujah. They believe that if you set the table, they used to tell me this when I was a kid, if you'd set the table at night, like on New Year's Eve at midnight, if you'd go in and set the table and back into the room and sit down, if you were going to die the next year, your casket would roll in. If you were going to get married, your husband would walk in. People did that. They were crazy. They do that kind of thing. But I'm going to tell you something. They don't believe the Word. Hallelujah. That's ignorance gone to seed. But people believed it, and those same people don't believe for miracles. Hallelujah. They have real problems with the fact that God does miracles. See, faith cannot be dealt with, or fear cannot be dealt with, just naturally. You've got to take something bigger than that. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 7:1, it said, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you are entering to possess, and has plucked away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Gersites, Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. These were spirits. Strong men, Perizzites, when you look it up, it says they're spirits of fear. The Hebrew word for that was villagers. They tried to keep people with limited vision. You always have to rely on someone else to do your praying for you, see? They had a Tiny Tim spirit. It keeps a person on crutches, and they can't grow to do their own praying. It's a spirit that chokes people. Each one of those, they represent a spirit. But greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. See, any spirit out there I can cast out. But if you don't think you can, come and get us. We'll help you. Hallelujah. You can't deal with the spirit naturally. The fear, you know, that fear didn't come when you got frightened. You understand that? It was already there. That's just when it manifested. The spirit was there all the time waiting for the opportunity. So when you start to go into your promised land, that spirit will rise up. God will say, believe for a healing. And that spirit will say, you can die. Hallelujah. Say, liar, liar. Amen. You know, hallelujah. Watch out. You're going to get hurt. You know, you better be careful. You're going to fail. They'll laugh at you. Let them laugh. Glory to God. It's my life on the line. You understand? Hallelujah. You know, and the big one is you're not going to get healed this time. The money's not going to come this time. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to get healed now. I got healed at Calvary. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, sometimes it don't look good, and fear will back you off. But the promise is out there. It's on the other side of the fear. Pastor Kevin preached that a couple of weeks ago. I thought that was so great. What does it take to get your promise? Faith. Hallelujah. God has given you faith. Oh, he's given us everything we need. You understand that? He has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I hope this didn't get out of order. I think it's in line. Hallelujah. Praise God. I preach it at home before I ever get here anyway. Bless God. But God has given you faith. It's up to you to develop your faith. A lot of God's people have been trying to live, you know, where they don't have to use 1 ounce of faith. That's really true. We tell people your baby can live when the doctor said the child is dead in the womb. And you may not, you know, you may not say it to me, but you think, now, Pastor, you can't really believe that. You cannot know for sure. Just don't know what God's going to do. Don't get people's hopes up. See, you're going to give people false hope. Well, we've done it. And when people get with us, bless God, they live. Hallelujah. I get a Christmas card every year with a picture from this lady whose baby, she came and Bev and I prayed for her, and the doctor had told her baby was dead in the womb. And bless God, she's going on 9 now. Hallelujah. And then we have one that comes. I don't think she's here today, but she comes and brings a baby that was dead in the womb. And Pastor Bev prayed for her, and that baby he's the cutest little guy. Hallelujah. See, bless God. You know, don't give up. If you can find it in the word, believe for it. There's a promise for every problem. Hallelujah. Stand on it. Sometimes fear will talk to you and try to separate you from your faith. It's faith that does the work. Faith is the servant of the believer. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I want to push you to believe past what you've ever been before, because I think we're going to see miracles that we've been promised. Now, you're getting pregnant. Come on, you're getting pregnant. Hallelujah. Yes, every believer has the God kind of faith, not human faith. Hallelujah. The God kind of faith will move miracles in your life. Anything that can come up against you in your life, the God kind of faith can take care of. The God kind of faith can handle. It can handle the impossible situation. Whoa, glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, I told you that God lives in your spirit. And it's with the heart that you believe for miracles. Hallelujah. Not with the head, with the heart. But fear works just like faith. You understand that? The more developed you are in your fear, the faster you'll get your manifestation. The more developed you are in your faith, the faster your faith will manifest in your life. How highly are you developed in your fears and in your faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Fear is the substance of things not hoped for. You understand? Hallelujah. It's not what you want, but it'll manifest and bring a substance with it. Glory. You understand this thing I was greatly feared has come upon me? Hallelujah. See, we have to get out of fear. Every time Jesus shows up, he said, fear not. She said that this morning. Fear not. It's the first thing the angel told, or the Lord told Elijah. Hallelujah. Fear not. Every time an angel showed up in the Bible, his first words were, fear not. Because worry and fear won't let you receive the promises. You understand that? You can tell where fear is there. the closer you get to your promise, the greater the fear. Hallelujah. Remember, Pastor Kevin said, every promise has a fear attached to it, and every fear has a promise attached to it. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go past it. There's a promise there waiting on you. Hallelujah. See, cast the fear down and walk by faith. How does faith come? By hearing the Word of God. So you need to feed your faith every day on the Word of God. Every day. Faith has to eat. Faith is a living thing. Do you understand? Faith is a living thing. I thought about that this week. Faith is a living thing. Because in Hebrews, it says that the Word of God is alive and full of power. So if faith eats the Word, then bless God, it's a living thing. Hallelujah. And its power, and it is the anointing of God on you. Hallelujah. Faith will get what you want. It will. Hallelujah. So you need to get refreshed in your faith. We need to talk about faith, what it is and how it works. It's powerful. Anytime you start hearing the Word, attacks will come. Now, don't go believing for them, okay? Hallelujah. But they will come. But just know, I come out on top. I win. See, the reason that does that is because it's the only living thing that will defeat fear and take you into what God has promised you is your faith. Hallelujah. So feed on that Word. Hallelujah. The brains and all the intellect of Egypt was not enough to avoid the famine. It wasn't. It was coming. They needed a word from God. Intellect won't take you where you need to go. Hallelujah. There's not one ounce of faith that'll come out of your head. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. You can't think up something. God don't think through your mind. Okay? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You got to know this Word of God. And when you know this Word, then you can talk God's language and you can listen to what He says. People tell me all kinds of crazy things that they say God told them. Well, you know what? If it ain't in here, God didn't tell you that. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care what light showed up in your bedroom and told you. He said if an angel of light show up, if it disagrees with this Word, don't take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has to come out of your heart. And it's time to use your faith. Let your faith work. Now, let me show you something. If you think like the world, it'll bring you down to its level. Faith has a voice, but fear also has a voice. And you better use your faith and talk back to those fears. Your fears will talk to you in the middle of the night. They'll get you up and they'll tell you all kinds of things. And things are only impossible if you don't use your faith. Hallelujah. Use your faith like a beautician uses a hairdryer. Come on, pick it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know, when Sherry goes to do my hair, she picks up a hairdryer and begins to use it. Pick up your faith and begin to use it. Hallelujah. Bless God. I love that. Hallelujah. A carpenter uses a hammer. He'll pick it up and use that hammer. Pick your faith up and hit the devil right in the nose with it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Luke 17:5 says, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith, that trust and confidence that springs from our belief in God. You know, I remember years ago when this lady, I was doing a women's ministry thing, and I was helping her. And this lady said, the Lord got me up last night, and Evelyn, I want you to come up here, and we're going to lay our hands on all these people and pray they'll get more faith. Well, you know what? You can't do that. If you can, get your hands on me and pray me some up. Okay? Hallelujah. Bless God. Now, this is years ago, and none of you know who this lady was. But you know what? I told her, I said, well, that's not how faith comes. And I'll pray for an increased hunger for the Word. But the Word is the only thing that'll build your faith. Do you increase your muscles by laying on the couch eating ice cream and confessing I have big muscles? You know, oh, I have a flat stomach. Oh, glory to God. No, you don't do that. Hallelujah. You do not. You know what? You got to get your carcass down to the gym and begin to do a little exercise. You got to do some walking. You got to do some of those things. You got to work out. And faith increases as you increase the Word you put in there. Hallelujah. It increases with use in your planted seed. Verse 6, and the Lord answered, if you had faith, trust and confidence in God, even as small, like a grain of mustard seed. You could say the mulberry tree be pulled up by the roots and be planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Now, is that just words put in there so we have something to fill the Bible up with, or did he mean it? He said, I don't have to have a great amount of faith. I just got to plant it. I got to say it. Hallelujah. Take faith first as a seed. Say it. Once you say it, that means you sow it into the ground of my heart. My heart is designed to bring forth anything I sow into it. You sow. I mean, that's why we tell you, don't watch horror movies and don't watch things, you know, that, because you're sowing that down into you. It's going in through your eye gate, and it's coming up. And when you get in trouble, it won't be the word come up. It'll be some scary old monster you watched on TV, or some dirty word that you, I mean, you know, I've seen people say dirty words and they didn't mean to. It was, I mean, they just got excited and it came out. Out of your abundance of your heart, the mouth will speak. Praise God. My heart is designed to bring forth whatever I sow into it. I love that, people. I love that. I can sow the word of God in, and glory to God, when somebody bumps me, Holy Ghost and the word will just flow all over them. Hallelujah. Bless God. Ooh. Don't you want to get so full of God that when somebody bumps you or says something mean to you, the Holy Ghost just flows out? I'm still working on it. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's just like the ground. The ground will try to grow anything you sow into it. Do you understand that, the literal ground? Do you know that's why they have to treat fence posts and telephone poles? I don't think they make them out of wood anymore, but the ones they used to put in the, you know, they would put wood in the ground, and they'd have to treat it because the ground will try to grow whatever's in there, and it rot the wood. Hallelujah. Now, when you say something, you sow it into the soil of your heart, and it takes time and patience and development for that seed to grow. But it will bring forth independent of what's going on. I love this. It'll bring forth independent of what's going on around you. I can believe, and there can be unbelief going on all around me. The doctor may be saying some stuff, and the test may be saying some stuff. Even your family may be saying some stuff. But bless God, if I put that word in there, keep my eye on that word, I'll have what I say. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. See, let your faith do the work. Think about it. The same faith you have is the same faith God used to create the world. It's the same faith that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Romans 8:11 says, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will dwell in you, he will also quicken your mortal body, that flesh. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. You know that there's some power in that. If it raised Christ from the dead, created the world, he said that same faith. One faith he talked about. Glory, that's what lives in you. Come on, say glory. Hallelujah. So faith comes how? By hearing the word of God. Now I have to take my faith and get it to work. In Luke 17:11, it says, and he went on his way to Jerusalem. It occurred that Jesus was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into one village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. You know, they were supposed to stay away. And they raised up their voices and called, Jesus, Master, take pity and have mercy on us. Do you see that faith has a voice? Whenever you're whining and complaining, you're not in faith. God doesn't hear it. He don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. In the wilderness, it caused them to fall and fail. They never got to go in. They didn't get into the promised land because they grumbled and murmured. See, attitude of complaining, griping, grumbling, criticizing, whining opens the door to the devil. Always talking about your problems. If God didn't listen to the Israelites complain, he ain't going to listen to you either. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, people talk defeat. They talk failure. That's planting bad seed in the soil of your heart. Keep that out of your mouth. It only attracts trouble. You understand? Fear is a spirit and people can feel it. I told them, you know, I said to somebody this week, I don't have enough time. She said, oh, yes, you do. You quit saying you don't have enough time, because the more you say you don't have enough time, you have less time. So I thought, ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. Why do you think people come in here and say it feels good when I come in the door? Have you ever heard anybody say, oh, I felt the presence of God? Hallelujah. Well, people feel the spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Did, you know, I talked to you about David last week. Remember when he went into Saul? Here's this little boy. you know, 18 years old or so, and he's in talking to this king who's twice his size, probably. Hallelujah. What made him listen? It's that spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember people used to say, they'd get up and testify, I'm trying to make heaven my home. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I sure hope I make it. People, where else can you go if you got Jesus in your heart? I can't go to hell. It spit me out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got Jesus in me. Holy Ghost in me. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, there's no faith in that. Glory to God. I used to go to a church years ago when I was a little girl. And, you know, my mom, she'd always say, now, when you get old, you want somebody to stay with you. Well, no, I'm going to be walking with Jesus and doing for other people. But she used to tell me that. So she'd send me up to her aunt. She was an older lady. I mean, she was probably in her late 80s then. And every night I had to go stay all night with her because she was scared. And so I went up there. So on Wednesday night, we went to church. And it was a dead church. I'm sorry. It wasn't real lively. And I got some things out of that that stuck with me and kept me from being born again. You know, because I'm sorry if you think you can go to church and, you know, no matter what kind of church you go to, it's okay. No. You know what? You need to go to a church where they teach the word. And they didn't know any better. I'm not criticizing them because they didn't know any better. But they'd get up and say, you know, I want y'all to pray. I'll make heaven my home. Well, Jesus is in there. Just pray I hang on till Jesus comes. Well, I used to think, well, I won't get saved till I'm old and I won't have so long to hang on. You know, I really thought that. I thought, well, I'll just do what I want, and then when I get old, I'll get saved, and I won't have to hang on so long. You know, I saw no victory there. I saw no victory there. And besides that, it was all, I mean, they had no young people there. Me and one other girl. I mean, I started doing that when I was probably 5 and did it till I was about 12. And I saw no victory. And there was nothing people get up and complain. People, bless God, do you understand? We have nothing to complain about. Even on our worst day, we have nothing. I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. Bless God, the devil said, what if you die? Well, what if I do? If I die, I'll check out my mansion. But bless God, till I get there, I'm going to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Bless God. And every now and then, I need somebody to come up to me and say, you better watch your mouth. Isn't that neat? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate it. She did it in such a kind way that I just hugged her. I thought, glory to God. I just, you know, I thought that is so neat that she would just remind me of who I am and what's coming out of my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, there's no scripture for that stuff. I'm just hanging on. I've just had a bad week. Then I remember Kenneth Hagin talking about a lady getting up and she said, oh, I've just had a bad week. So the devil's been after me all week, bless his holy name. She didn't mean to say that, you know, but that, see, bless God, set your mind when you get up. I cannot be offended today. I will walk in victory today. I will not grumble and complain today, but I'm going to walk the way God wants me. And I'm going to affect people. And I'll tell you what, I add, God, send me that one that's closest to hell. If you'll send them in my path, I'll catch them for you. Hallelujah. Bless God. Woo, glory. Come on, can you say glory? See, my Bible tells me I'm kept by the power of God. I don't have to pray, have y'all pray that I'll hang on. I mean, bless God, I'm kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. That's religion when you say dumb things like that and try to get, don't pass me by. There's pass me not, old gentle Savior. Reach out and touch the Lord as he walks by. Now, if that's your favorite song, I'm sorry. But you know what? He don't walk till I do. Hallelujah. And you do. If you got Jesus in you. And he's not going to pass me by. Hallelujah. Ooh, come on. Glory to God. That's victorious, people. See, religion tries to get you to reject your God like identification. You know that. God like it. And it tries to get you to reject your righteousness. Hallelujah. That's not the way to live. Remember, I told you when they told me I had the mass in my breast, I said, it can't live on me because I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, if that makes you nervous, I'm really sorry about that, but it worked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, confessing I'm an old sinner, saved by grace, has no power in it. But when you say he who knew no sin was made to be made sin, that I might become be made the righteousness of God in Christ. There's power in that. Hallelujah. When they checked, hallelujah, did another test, just right there. I mean, she's got one there with a mass, and they went and did some more testing and come back, and she said, we don't know what happened. We had one with a mass. We got one that's clear. I know what happened. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Stand on that, people. Lean hard on his righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, religion tries to get you to reject that God-like identification. It tries to get you to reject your righteousness. Oh, yeah, but I know how I am. I know how you are, too. I'm not here because of how I am. I'm here because of how he is. I'm not here because of anything I've done or not done. I'm here, hallelujah, because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. That's what I tell the Lord sometimes, and the devil will tell me, you got no right to be here. I just say, Lord, you said come boldly to the throne of grace. I'm here, and I'm not here because of who I am. I'm here because of who's in me. Hallelujah. Jesus is in me. Hallelujah. And he paid for it, and if he's paid for it, I'm going to have it. Hallelujah. People say, that's pride. No, that's not pride. Hallelujah. That's laying hold of what God said I could have. When you got saved, you had to lay hold of what Jesus did on Calvary for you. Same way with healing. Verse 14, and when he saw them, he said to them, go at once and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cured and made clean. Then one of them, upon seeing he was cured, turned back, recognizing and thanking and praising God with a loud voice. And he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. And he was a Samaritan. See, I told you, a lot of times people who got healed were outside the covenant. Then Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They all got cleansed. How did Jesus know they got cleansed? They're going down the road. They're a long way from him in the first place. They're way down there. And they're hollering, Jesus, Son of God or Son of Man, whatever they called him. Jesus, Savior, cleanse me. Show me mercy. Have mercy on us. Hallelujah. He said, go show yourself to the priest. One came back. He could see he was clean. How do you know the others were cleansed? They're on their way to the priest, probably running. Hallelujah. He did it by faith. He knew that what he said, he had faith in it. Glory to God. They all got cleansed. Hallelujah. By faith. He knew that when he released his faith, they all got cleansed. Bless God. Now, you know what? There's no pride in this, so don't get me wrong. But when I lay my hands on you, I expect you to get healed. Not because of who I am, but because of what the Word said and because of Jesus in me. Hallelujah. I release my faith and I believe you get healed. Now, you need to receive that. Hallelujah. I know what I release will do the job. I love it. When I release my faith, when you release your faith, hallelujah. I mean, dare to stand on that and believe God to back you up. Hallelujah. He said, these things that I do shall you do, and greater things shall you do because I go to my Father. Now, bless God, the church hadn't been doing even the things he did, much less the greater things. And I believe that this is a year when we're going to see miracles, and we're going to have to begin to stand up and say, yes, I'll do what you said, Father. Hallelujah. See, I know that when I release my faith, it'll do the job. You may not get it till you get home, but honey, if you'll receive it, you'll get it. Hallelujah. And it may not manifest for a while, but just receive it. God, you said this, now I stand on that. And then don't feel to see if you're all right. You know, you understand, people say, well, the pain's still there. What's that got to do with your healing? You know what? Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So sometimes recovery takes a while. See, I believe what I say is a done deal. Do you believe that? I mean, that'll take a slack out of some of our conversation. But I can't go by what I see, what my senses tell me. The centurion said to Jesus in Matthew 8, my servant is sick. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He said, no, you don't have to come. Just speak a word. Speak the word only. And my servant will be healed. Now, see, he went on to talk about authority. And Jesus commended him on his faith. And there's only two places where I find the Bible where Jesus was impressed with anybody's faith. Now, several times he said, you have little faith, you have no faith, you have no faith. But bless God, there was two places. The only other time that he a comment like that was the Syrophoenician lady. And what did they have in common? They were both outside the covenant. You understand? You don't need to come to my house, he said. Speak the word only. My servant is 20 miles away, but he'll get healed. Oh, glory to God. Can we release our faith and have people get healed? Hallelujah. Just because we're standing in faith? Yes. And people get all upset because, well, it don't happen every time. Well, you know what? That's not God's fault. It really isn't. God has put that. I don't have all the answers. You understand that? I can't tell you all the answers. Did everybody I ever pray for get healed? No. I mean, they were healed at Calvary. They didn't receive it. We've done funerals. Hallelujah. I don't have all the answers. But bless God, I have more than I used to. And you know what? I can stand on what I know and help you. Hallelujah. Bless God. And we've had a whole lot of people. You know, the devil will say to you, well, what if you die? Well, just turn around and say, what if I don't? I'm going to kick your rump. Hallelujah. Whoa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, can God find that kind of faith in the church today? The man who understood faith and that Jesus was operating in the authority in that faith. See, God builds our faith. And when we start, you know, we start out laying hands or having hands laid on us, and then we turn around, we're laying hands on people, we grow. Remember the first time Moses was supposed to strike the rock. The second time he was only to speak to the rock. He hit it and he got himself in trouble. But Mark 11:11 says, and Jesus went into Jerusalem and entered the temple enclosure. And when he looked around, surveying and observing everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany together with the 12 apostles. On the day following, when they had come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. And in parentheses it said, for in the fig tree the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. See, this was a hypocrite tree. I mean, it was showing that it had something it didn't have. And when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season was not yet come. And he said to it, no one ever again shall eat fruit from you. And his disciples were listening to what he said. Religion, you know, it'll trip you up. It'll try to get you to reject that God-like identification. When we get born again, we become a race of kings. Now, you know what? When he stood there, I don't see where he ever said, oh, God, let's have a prayer meeting. Come on, people, pray, pray. Oh, now I'm going to speak to this tree, but you pray. And let's see if it's God's will that this tree, be dead. And he didn't, loo, shalala baku hiatata, pray in tongues for half an hour. You know, he didn't do that. He spoke to that thing. No man shall eat fruit of thee forever. And did it dry at the roots? Okay, when we say cancer, I tell you, you die at the root. Hallelujah. There's power in that word when we begin to say, by his stripes ye were healed. Say to the mountain, be removed. I say to that cancer, come off in Jesus' name. I bind you. I cut you off at the root. Hallelujah. And it begins to die. Hallelujah. See, when we get born again, we become a race of kings. We're ambassadors. You understand? We're God's offspring. Hallelujah. We are to reign as kings in this earth. You've been made a ruler in the earth. There are forces on this earth that are trying to keep you from getting the truth and thinking like a ruler. And in Ecclesiastes 10, it says there is an evil under the sun. But those who are rulers are acting like slaves. Hallelujah. You and I are to identify with Jesus. When the same people or the people tried to stone Jesus, he said, I and the Father are one. See, he's in me. That one who, hallelujah, is in me. God sent us here to be rulers on this earth in our inheritance. And you know what? The saving of the soul is our responsibility. You understand that? But that inheritance, that righteousness is a gift. And I don't have to do anything to get it except accept Jesus. But then, bless God, I have to take that, present my body a living sacrifice, and then I have to renew my mind. Every soul on this earth is supposed to be saved. So why do Christians quake in fear when it comes to talking to somebody about their eternal destiny? You were built to receive. Have a confidence of righteousness. You know, in 2 Peter 1:1, it said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle, a special messenger of Jesus Christ, to those who have received or obtained an equal privilege of like precious faith with ourselves in and through the righteousness of our God with our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, that's good. See, be conscious of being over disease, not on its level, but above it. Hallelujah. You understand? Don't accept it. It's not normal for a Christian to be sick. Now, listen to me. Don't you say I said something I didn't say. I'm not trying to put condemnation on you. Every one of us get to be tempted to be sick sometimes. Hallelujah. But I'm saying to you that for us to lay down and take it and not fight against it. You say, well, what if I fight and I die anyway? Well, bless God. You went out fighting. You didn't cave in. Hallelujah. You lived by faith. Hallelujah. I see I'm secure. I win anyway. If I die, I win. If I live, I win. Hallelujah. But be conscious of being over that thing. Not on its level, but above it. Through the righteousness of God. You have a righteousness consciousness. Be conscious of your authority. Have a consciousness of superiority over the devil. Over, sickness and disease and poverty and all that junk. Lots of races think they're inferior. Don't buy that garbage. The same thing has happened in the church. You are the most powerful thing to hit this earth except for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory. Come on, people. Just one of us can move mountains. Didn't he say that? If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to the mountain, you need to meditate that till you believe it. I can say to that cancer, be removed. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, Paul was saying, we are God's offspring. We come out of God. Wow, I love that. I'm accepted in the beloved. That feels like he puts his arms around me when I say that. I'm in the beloved. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, went to hospital to pray for somebody, and there was a pastor's wife there. And she was dressed really nice, and she looked real pretty. And I said to her, my, you look so pretty. She said to me, that's pride. Stop that. Don't you tell me that. I thought, whoa, excuse me. I'm sorry. See, hallelujah. Listen to me. I can go as far as my faith will take me. Hallelujah. There's not a barrier that keep me from reaching my destiny. That only barrier is fear and backing up, not believing God. Hallelujah. Since when did it matter what color my skin is as to whether I can have what the word says I can have? Amen. Glory to God. Nobody can stop me but me. You understand that? We get in trouble when we try to get someone other than God to give it to us. See, don't let anybody put you in another category. You know, there's no force that can stop me from reaching my destiny except me. Hallelujah. I can go where God told me to go. There's no barrier that can keep me out. Ooh, glory. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. Come on, say glory.
Glory.
Are you getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. See, doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, how old you are, how young you are, how educated, how beautiful, or how ugly. Glory to God. How rich or poor we are. The problem is our faith. You know, we got to build that faith and believe God. Now, I'm not saying to you, and don't you ever say it either. Don't you ever go to the hospital and tell somebody they didn't have enough faith, or tell people if you'd had faith, your loved one wouldn't have died. Don't you ever say that. I'll wash your mouth out with soap if you do. Hallelujah. Bless God. I'm going to tell you something. I told you, we each one of us have the measure of faith. And bless God. You know what? If you don't walk in love and you're not kind to people, you're not going to get your faith to work anyway. Hallelujah. So people who go tell people that, well, your faith, you didn't have enough faith or you'd have been healed. That is just, you just don't ever say that. Okay? Hallelujah. Nobody can stop Pastor Evelyn but Pastor Evelyn. Do you see that nobody can stop my faith? That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. God will let me go as far as my faith will take me. Hallelujah. And I will not look at people as my source. People are very fickle. Did you know that? I look to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of my faith. See, one day they may think you're handy in a shirt pocket. The next week they can't stand you. You know, he's the author and the finisher. Well, you know that to be the truth. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. And I want my faith to qualify me. How about you? Where is your faith? No more complaining, groaning, blaming somebody else for your failure. You know, maybe somebody messed your life up to here. But honey, today you can turn that around. Don't let them mess up the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter who's in the White House, who's in Congress. Makes no difference. My faith will get me the victory. Hallelujah. Stock market does not determine where I'll go or how I'll get there. The devil does not want us to develop our faith. People will tell you that that's foolish for you to believe God. Hey, I can be a janitor one day and have a business the next. Hallelujah. I see a man in the Bible that was in prison one day and he was head of the country the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I heard about this man who was in New York. He was out of prison on a work order. I mean, he was just out of prison on a work order. They hired him in this restaurant about two buildings down from the towers. And in 2003, when the towers were hit, was 2001. I'm sorry, 2001. He was working. And, you know, there's all that money taken up for the people in that area. They gave him part of his money. He started a business, and today he's almost a millionaire. Glory to God. You understand God takes care of it. He got saved during that time, I wanted to tell you. He was not an unbeliever. He had gotten saved after he'd gotten out of prison while he was in prison. And he took that money and started a restaurant. And today he's making money and he's hiring people and helping people. Glory to God. See, you don't determine what happens to me. Glory to God. I can take my faith and believe God. Hallelujah. And I want to be a testimony and a witness. Praise God. And I want to be an example of what a godly woman is. I don't want anybody to ever look and say, if that's a godly person, I don't want to be it. Because I've seen Christians that I thought, whew, if that was what a Christian was, I wouldn't want to be one. Hallelujah. Bless God. But, you know, I was looking at the word about the Israelites who were leaving Egypt. And God told them to go ask jewels from their neighbors or from their, you know, the Egyptians. Now, why would a lady of the house give her diamonds to a servant lady? These were slaves. Can you imagine? And a slave goes and says, boy, I like that necklace. You think I could have that? And she says, take it off and give it to her. That's the favor of God. You understand? Hallelujah. I thought, whoa. And that, he said he'll compass you about with favors of shield. Hallelujah. We're talking about winning and faith to survive and faith for miracles. Hallelujah. Why would a king hold his scepter out to Esther? Favor. Favor. Hallelujah. I see many places in the word where God gave his people favor, and he has promised that to us. Bless God. And I can take my faith and the favor of God and get places, hallelujah, where I never thought I'd get. Hallelujah. He said he compassed us about with favor as his shield. Glory to God. See, nothing is more important in this day and age than developing your faith and believing God. So I ask you again, where is your faith? Mark 11:24. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask. Now listen to me. Let this penetrate. For what reason? So you could know what he's saying. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it's granted you. Some people ask for things they don't even expect to get. You know that? They do. Hallelujah. You need to put your faith there when you ask God for something and believe you're getting it. Hallelujah. Amen. He said there, believe it's granted to you and you will get it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's amplified. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. Let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that the Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings. Let them drop. Hallelujah. Shake it off. Glory to God. You know, when you stand praying, you can't stand all night. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, faith doesn't work in an atmosphere of bitterness and unforgiveness. I have to love people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. While I'm taking what God has promised, I've got to love people. Now, think of yourself highly. Don't think more highly than you should. But you know what? You got to walk in that love level for your faith to work. And you got to know who you are. Say, I'm somebody. Not because of me, but because of who's in me. I'm made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Don't confess you're a dog and a snake in the grass. No. Hallelujah. God thinks highly of me. He seated me together with him in heavenly places. You're seated there right now. Not sometime in the future. Hallelujah. He said you've been seated. Hallelujah. Mark 11:15 says, and they came to Jerusalem, and he went into the temple area and the porches and courts, and began to drive out those who sold and bought in the temple area. And he overturned the four-footed tables of the money changers and the seats of those who dealt in doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry any household equipment through the temple enclosure, thus making the temple area a shortcut traffic lane. You know what? If you look that up, it said that's what they were doing. They were going through, carrying stuff through. Instead of going around the temple, they were going through it. And he made them stop. He taught and said to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have turned it into a den of robbers? And the chief priests and scribes heard it and kept seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared because the entire multitude was struck with astonishment at his teaching. And when the even was come, he and his disciples, as the custom, went out of the city. In the morning, when they passed along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. Ha ha! In the morning, when you get up, you're going to realize you burst something, and that thing is withered away to it, at its roots. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. And Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed is withered away. He remembered. The others didn't remember, but Peter did. See, don't let what God does for you that's supernatural go undetected. Many times we're looking for the spectacular, and most of what God does is not the spectacular. You understand that? Most of it, it's supernatural, but it's not poof, you know? And we're waiting for poof. Hallelujah. Well, you know, some people miss what God did. And then I've seen people who didn't want to tell what God did because they knew the devil would get on their back. So I'm just not going to share that. Well, you know, there may be a time when God tells you don't share that. Don't share that right now. Just hold on. But you know what? Don't not share it because you're afraid. When it doesn't make a splash, we tend to think nothing happened. When people don't fall on the floor, when demons don't scream and tear up, we think nothing happened. Something happened, baby. When I use my faith, something happened. When you use yours, something happened. I speak to the diseases in this room and I tell them to get out. Hallelujah. And you agree with me. When Jesus spoke to the tree, he didn't stop there to see if something happened. I told you that. He didn't just stop to see if something happened. He went on about his business. He believed that what he said had come to pass. When Peter remembered, Jesus began to teach them some things. He didn't preach a sermon to the tree. He didn't talk in tongues over it for an hour. I told you that. He didn't scream and shout over the tree. He simply said, let no man eat fruit of you forever. And I know I said that before, but I think you need to remember that. Notice it dried up from the root. And Jesus replying to them said, have faith in God constantly. Not when you're having a good day. Not when everything's going good. Hallelujah. Somebody told me this week they had a wreck and they dropped their phone and broke it. Just all kinds of things happened. Well, it's kind of a bad day, but he knew that things are going to get better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. The same God, the same way God used his faith in the beginning is the same way he taught Abraham to use his faith. Verse 23, truly I tell you, whosoever, are you a whosoever? Yes. Come on, are you a whosoever? Yes. Says to the mountain, can you talk? Yes. Okay. Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt it all in his heart, but believes what he says will take place. It shall be done of him, for him of my Father. The King James says he shall have whatsoever he says. Hallelujah. What are you saying? Hallelujah. This is how you release your faith. In your saying, Jesus bought your saying back. He opened not his mouth so you could open yours. Ha ha. Woo. I love it. Hallelujah. You need to stay mad at the devil. I heard this guy say, I think it was Bill Winston. He said that he heard a man, he had this little dog. And it's just a little dog. And he's just beating up all the big dogs. And the big dogs would come by and he'd just jump on them and beat them, the tar out of them. And he said, if they had any tar in them, but he'd beat them. Anyway, he said that this guy asked him, said, what in the world? How come your dog is like that? He said he stays mad all the time. You know, we ought not stay mad at people. We ought to stay mad at the devil. See, the fight's half over, and you're just then getting mad. You know, bless God. I mean, get mad. Don't let him take your stuff. Hallelujah. You know, that's how you release your faith, is by saying, you need to stay mad at the devil. See, I want my stuff back. I want all that he's stolen from me back. How many of you, he's stolen money from you. He's stolen time from you. He's stolen health from you. He's stolen your peace of mind. Some of you, he's stolen your marriage. He's stolen your business. Bless God, we want it back. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Whip the devil before he knows what's going on. And you can take the word and do that. Did you ever just have something bothering you? You speak to it and it goes? Hallelujah. Now, some things I've had to stand, but bless God, he has to go. Don't get comfortable being sick. Come on. Don't get comfortable being broke. Just settle in. You know, just don't do that. Some people get comfortable in their sickness. They get familiar with the sickness. Now, bless God, how do you think I can teach you this stuff? Been there, done that. Come on. Hallelujah. If I can teach you some stuff that'll help you and you won't have to go through some of the things I've been through, just so I tell you. See, don't get familiar with your sickness. Don't pet it. Don't put up with it. Don't agree with it. Don't give it a place in your life. It's just like it's easy when we get tired. We never say we're sick, but when we get tired, it's easy to say, boy, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. I told you I'm tired. Well, you know what? Well, you're going to be tired. Begin to act energetic. And I'm going to tell you something else. Begin to act like you got something. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, don't act like you're poverty stricken. Some people, you don't even have to ask. You see their scars when they walk in. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. I mean, act like you're prosperous. Hallelujah. You know, we say to you, how would a sick person act? They get up when we get up. Well, how would a prosperous person act? Try to say that twice. Prosperous person. Hallelujah. How would they act? Now, I'm not telling you go in debt. No. But I'm telling you, get rid of that poverty, poor me, poor mouthing all the time. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Bless God if you don't have, every bit of us, every one of us has something we can give away. Hallelujah. And listen to God and begin to sow. I mean, you may not have money, but bless God, when I didn't have any money, I sowed my time. Hallelujah. I sold my time, and God has blessed that back to me over and over and over again. Hallelujah. You know, sow what you got. But we don't want none of that poor mouthing, and don't sow that, okay, griping and grumbling. Don't sow that. Hallelujah. You won't get out of it by sowing that same thing. Hallelujah. See, talk to that stuff. Tell it to get out of your body. The sickness has you so comfortable that you can't whip your enemy. But if you read the Bible, it says I'm not supposed to be sick. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you need to want it and want it now. Believe what the Bible says and don't back off for 1 minute. Don't care what comes up. It has to get out of my way. Hallelujah. I want my stuff back and I want it all back. And I go after the devil and I tell him, you release it. Hallelujah. Bless God. He owes me big time. He does, and some of you he owes big time. Hallelujah. We need to have a no-tolerance policy. Come on, people. Amen. Say that. I have a no-tolerance policy. I will not tolerate the devil's junk. See, don't let him get away with anything. Don't let him get away with messing with your kids, your marriage, your business, your finances, your peace, your health. Establish a no-tolerance policy around your place. See, as soon as the devil shows up, face him down. Cast him out. Get your oil out. Be like a fanatic. Glory to God. I'm telling you, get that. Begin to slap that oil on everything you see. Hallelujah. Bless God. Devil, you get out in Jesus' name. This is my territory. Didn't God say every place the sole of your foot touches, that belongs to you? I'll tell you what, when I work in a place, when I worked at the retirement center, I'd go in there, bless God, and I'd say, devil, this is my territory. There'll be no griping and grumbling here today, and you'll not kill one of these people. This is my territory. Hallelujah. Bless God. I tell you, and it works, people. Hallelujah. And you say, well, I don't have as much practice as you. Well, get started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let faith arise and tell the devil, you won't cross this line. Hallelujah. When the Israelites put the blood on the door, the death angel couldn't come in. When you put the blood on your door, hallelujah, you tell the devil, you get out and get your mess. You can't cross the bloodline. The blood of Jesus is here. Hallelujah. This body belongs to me. Hallelujah. Bev and I, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe more now, time flies. But anyway, there was a couple came from out of town. And they were in their 80s, and I figure they're 80s or 90s. They were older, And they came. They had only been saved 3 months. But they came to get the baptism. They came from another town to get the baptism. Hallelujah. And yeah, it was miles away. Anyway, he had cancer, or she had cancer. And we prayed for him. They got the baptism. He's just praying in tongues. And we said, now you pray for her. Boy, he slapped his hand on her and began to pray, didn't he? He was calling that stuff out. Hallelujah. I mean, this is an older person who just got the baptism. Praise God, been saved 3 months, and they knew how to lay hold on this because we told them. They didn't argue with us and say, well, our church don't teach that. They came to get healed and get filled, and bless God, they left being healed and filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this is a year when we're coming out. This is a year when we're about to experience miracles. You're about to be snatched out of death. Amen. Out of debt. Amen. This is going beyond what you can explain. Hallelujah. The devil's had the church passive long enough. The church is about to rise up and walk. I say you wake up. Hallelujah. Get up, people. Hallelujah. We need, you know, we're about to change some things that God wants to change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Speak to it. This is our time, our moment, our land, and we're taking it back. Hallelujah. This is our country, glory to God, and we're about to take some things back. Hallelujah. I say, wake up, church. You sleeping giant, wake up. Hallelujah. Begin to intercede. Begin to pray. Begin to say what the word says. Quit talking gloom and doom over this United States. I hear people saying awful things. You know, it's just going downhill. And, you know, we don't say what we see. Glory to God. We want this thing to turn around and for God to be glorified. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Get with me. Participate with me. Back me up. Don't back down. Hallelujah. Now, Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. When you pray. When you pray. Believe you receive them and you shall have them. Not when you see, not when you feel, but when you pray. Believing is a choice. Believe. You choose to believe. Believe what? Believe you received it and you'll have it. People say disease, you know, there's some diseases just can't be healed. Well, that faith you have can make you healing. Hallelujah. It can get you a job when there are no jobs. Hallelujah. It can sell your house when houses aren't selling. Hallelujah. Doesn't make any difference. It can make you money when nobody else is making you money, making any money. Hallelujah. Doesn't make any difference what the conditions are. Hallelujah. If nobody else ever gets healed, hallelujah, I'll get healed. You say, well, that's pride. No, that's not. That's confidence in the word of God. It's worked for 45 years. I've been serving God and took that. I was the sickest person you ever seen. I'm not kidding you. I was sick. I had a blood disease. I had all kinds of stuff. I was in the hospital 4 times 1 year when I got hold of this. And I got hold of it. And I began to say what the word said. And I began to walk. You think the devil hadn't attacked me? Yes, he has. But every time when I stood on my faith and said what the word said, I got healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we don't say that to condemn anybody. And we don't say that to make anybody feel good, feel bad. I'm telling you, I want to inspire you to reach out and get what God bought for you. Hallelujah. You know, you don't have to feel it. You just have to believe it. Mark 11:24 can be a blank check for you. Hallelujah. What do you need? Take that word and lay hold. See, the devil wants your tongue. Don't rent it out to him. Hallelujah. Some of you give it to him for free. Don't do it. Hallelujah. The faith you have can make you a healing when the doctor says incurable. When the circumstances say impossible, your faith can make you a way. Keep the scriptures before you all the time. Use your faith every day. People say, well, you're one of those faith people. Well, if we're born again, we're faith people. Hallelujah. Use your faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Did you get anything out of that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have miracles this year like you've never seen. I'm kidding you not. We're having miracles. Lay hold on it. Miracles are for God's people. Hallelujah. We heard the man Sunday night, Gary Wood, talk about heaven and that room up there. Hallelujah. And most of you know I got a daughter-in-law who got a kidney out of that room. And when he said that room, she began to cry because we know where that kidney came from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they x-ray and one of your kidneys is gone and they x-ray again and you got a new kidney and haven't had surgery, then bless God, you know that's God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, our prayer teams are coming up here and they'll be glad to lay hands on you. Bless God, we'll pray for everything you need. Now, if you got a need, and it's in the, now don't come up here asking us to pray for somebody else's wife or some goofy thing, but if you'll pray, if you'll ask us something that's in the Word of God, we'll lay hands on you and believe with you, and we won't quit. We won't back down. You may back down, but we won't. We'll still be standing, believing God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person in here. I thank you, God, that we stirred that faith. And God, they've become pregnant with the Word of God and with hope. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, with hope. And Lord, with renewed energy, Father. God, in Jesus' name, renewed commitment, Father. Oh, God, a renewed hunger for the Word of God like never before. Lord, God, a renewed hunger for revelation out of that Word, God. And I just declare over everyone in here, God, that they'll hear your Word. They'll hear your voice clearer than they ever heard it. And Lord, God, that as they get into the Word, it'll become revelation to them. And they'll get new truths. And they'll get the answer, God, out of the Word. And I thank you, God. And Lord, we just take authority over cancer this morning. Cancer, we're taking you out. We're taking you out in Jesus' name. We're taking our faith and hitting cancer and saying, no, we're not going to put up with you. We're not going to baby you. We're not going to babysit you. In Jesus' name, you're getting out. Arthritis. We take authority over arthritis. We say, we're going to take you out. You're not going to be in our people. And diabetes, that thing that just keeps cropping up. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we just stand against that. And we believe you this morning, Father. And I'll thank you now, God. I'll thank you. Bless these people as they go. Just bless them. Bless them coming in and going out. I say they are a blessed people. I say the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' name, amen.